This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with another classic episode featuring our previous host, Christian Sager. If you are listening to this episode on the day it comes out and are in the United States, then Puppy Bowl is upon us. And what better time than to answer the burning question: do dogs really age 7 years for every one human year?
Hey, welcome to Brain Stuff. I'm Christian Sager, and you may have heard that dogs age differently from people. It's the old notion of a dog year, right? The idea that 1 year for humans equals about 7 years for a pooch. But is this true or just some tall tale, a shaggy dog story, if you will? Well, yes and no, and it's mainly no. First, let's talk about aging. Age isn't just some hard and fast measurement of chronology. It's also a measurement of how time affects our bodies. Animals all age, but at different rates. By way of example, let's look at this 7 year myth. By that logic, a 15-year-old dog would be, in equivalent years, a 105-year-old person. But why do so many dogs live to or past 15 years old, and so few people live to 105? It just doesn't add up. And this is because we can't make a simple one-to-one comparison. There's no concrete equivalency that applies across the board. First, dogs don't all have the same life expectancy, and they don't age at the same rate either. Think about it this way. A Chihuahua can live to be over 15 people years old, yipping at us the entire time. However, a larger breed, like a Great Dane, they have a shorter lifespan on the order of 7 to 8 years. So the size of a dog affects its life expectancy, as does its breed and expected adult weight. Generally, we can make a good guess at a dog's age range based on these factors. back to the rate of aging. So dogs undergo a maturation process just like people. A puppy's first year on the planet equals about more than a decade of people years. But this rule doesn't apply for every year of a dog's life afterward. After about 2 years on Earth, a puppy is officially mature, able to sexually reproduce, and if it were a person, hey, it could buy booze, it could vote, and maybe it could register for the draft. But in biological terms, dogs also fall victim to the ravages of age, just like humans. As a pooch ages, she or he may begin to develop arthritis, poor hearing, or vision, and other ailments that are common in elderly humans. And they appear to age more quickly in the early years, while their aging slows in the latter years. But if you'd like to gauge your dog's age and life expectancy, never fear. While it's true that there's no simple multiplication exercise applying to all dogs, you can use handy estimation charts to make an educated guess about your pup's lifespan. Interesting side note, if this whole 7 years thing is a myth, and we've pretty much established that it is, then where did it come from? In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, veterinarian William Fortney speculated that this may have originated as a marketing ploy meant to encourage pet owners to bring their dogs in for checkups once a year. So there you have it. Dogs don't exist in some weird Rip Van Winkle-esque time imbalance, and every year for you isn't automatically 7 for your favorite canine. However, they do age at a different rate, and it's important to keep this in mind. Make sure you stay up to date on vet visits, vaccinations, and field trips.
Today's episode was written by Ben Bolin and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other doggone topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Thinking of popping the question? Diamonds Direct has an offer you can't miss. This month only, buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. No one provides education, selection, and value like Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet from your friends at Diamonds Direct won't last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.